Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, it's a special Christmas edition of our show. We got the chance to talk with Irish-born composer Keith Getty, who, along with his wife, Kristen, is touring the United States with Sing an Irish Christmas.
What we sing is profoundly affects every part of our life and legacy.
Keith, Kristen, and a whole troupe of musicians and singers were in Washington recently, and we sat down to talk music, kids, and songs of the season. Sing We Now of Christmas on this week's American Cafe. This is the seventh year that Keith and Kristen Getty have presented their Irish Christmas special. The couple, both born and reared in Northern Ireland, now spend most of their time in Nashville, Tennessee. Keith Getty, a composer, orchestrator, and a graduate of Durham University, told me the Irish Christmas program grew out of a small music set originally composed for American evangelist Billy Graham.
The Christmas show started in 2010. It was originally a 30-minute musical set for an event that Billy Graham was speaking at. We were doing a number of events with Billy and Franklin Graham at the time. It really just spawned into a service, into a concert, and grew. But the most interesting part of the story, one of the most interesting parts, is that it's been the same six families since the start. Hmm. So the families have got to grow together, our kids have grown up together, and it's just a lovely thing that every year we all get to go on the road together and enjoy each other and have these special occasions.
The Gettys travel with an ensemble of musicians that include guitarists, violinists or fiddlers, percussionists, a bass player, and a wind instrumentalist. The Christmas show is also backed by a symphony ensemble and a choir, usually local musicians and singers.
But a resting Mary, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
At this year's show at the Kennedy Center in Washington, the ensemble also included jazz bassist John Patitucci and Philadelphia Orchestra concertmaster David Kim. The first part of the show incorporates modern Christmas tunes with lively Irish melodies, kind of a mix of river dance and revival meeting. The second half of the show is based on a lessons and carols format. Keith Getty says the Christmas carols serve a didactic as well as a celebratory purpose.
To me, the carols are the masterworks of the Christian faith because they're written for the church. But, you know, you see how they influence. They're in Disney movies. They're influencing some of the retail slogans outside this door in the retail stores. You know, they've found their way into education. They found their way across the arts. They are speaking to every part of culture. So in that sense, they're the most radical hymns.
High caramel, sweet silver bells, all sing to sing, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old. The end of all, ding-dong-ding-dong, that is a song with joyful ring. All carried in, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere.
The Getty's Christmas special has been featured on American Public Television and has been released as a CD. Keith Getty told me that he hopes that the show causes audiences to think about the message of Christmas, regardless of their background.
The songs that we sing, I think, need to have that breadth. If we simply sing songs that say, God loves my prayers and God is love, then really what a Christian person is actually doing is they're giving way and giving credence to the secularist concept that Christianity is simplistic answers to difficult questions. Because frankly, if that's the only songs you're singing, Christianity is simplistic answers to difficult questions. Christianity is not simplistic. The message of Christ's love is in one way simple, so simple a child can know it. But Christianity itself is a lot more deep, is a lot more broad, and is a lot more complex.
Joyful of the nations rise, joy.
Keith and Kristen Getty are about to have their fourth daughter. Keith says that having small children helps keep him honest and humble when he composes a song or hymn.
Your three-year-old knows a good song from a bad song. She loves singing Jesus Loves Me and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and she forgets the other songs. Why? Because they're just better. You know, so your kids actually, in a bizarre way, are a very helpful judge. You know, all my musical friends are either trying to work out if they think it's clever, or then the people who work for you are trying to make sure they say the right thing, you know? Whereas my daughters, it's just like, they love one of your songs and they're totally bored by all the rest, and so you know what word.
The Gettys have also written a book, Sing, How Worship Transforms Your Life, Family, and Church. Keith Getty told me he hopes the book starts a dialogue to get people throughout the English-speaking world more involved in singing as an expression of their faith.
No, that's right, but that's part of the delight of it. I mean, it's been wonderful to hear, you know, some of the world's great artists record our songs, but equally nice is to hear it sung in a little church in Asia, or here at the enthronement of the Archbishop of Canterbury, and what's the royal family struggling with singing these hymns? You know, that the fact that it's the whole body of people singing them is the whole point of these, and that continues to be a real joy, as to how do we write in ways that everybody and intergenerationally can enjoy it.
So may His joy rush over you. Delight in the path He has called you to. May all your steps walk in heaven's endless light beyond this Christmas night.
So what do you think? Let us know your opinion on our show by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.